he is not a regular fan. He's not a regular caller, although who knows? If we didn't have on as a guest today, maybe he'd be calling the show anyway. He is the captain of the New York Islanders and noted Jays fan, John Tavares. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. People are in the Jays right now, so you know how it is. People want to talk about it. I'm sure you do too. What are your thoughts on B.J. Upton coming to Toronto?
Yeah, I don't blame him. Obviously, you know, you get past the All-Star break. This is when things kind of kick into high gear. So it was really enjoyable watching and following last year. What a remarkable run, and I think people are hoping to see something similar. So anytime you add a quality bat, I don't think you can be upset about that. So, you know, you don't subtract from your roster, and you look at how deep the lineup is, and Joey Bats is back. So, you know, it's impressive, really, what they can throw at you day in and day out, and even with guys coming off the bench late in innings. Those really proved to be down the stretch and into the playoffs. So, you know, you see it sometimes in hockey, too, guys coming out of the lineup. Into the playoffs and really sense a spark and make contributions. So I'm sure everybody's excited.
I'm glad he said that. I was going to get right to it. It is the same. And today is kind of a day like the odd person you need to convince. Listen, not everybody's going to be a superstar. It's a 25-man roster for a reason. You need depth. Everybody plays a role. And it's the same. Like, you guys win a playoff round for the first time, and who's scoring OT winners? There's Thomas Hickey. There's the name escapes me. Quinn. Quinn comes up from the minors, and he scores an OT goal. Everybody has a contribution to make, right?
Exactly. So, you know, you had actually a pretty good player in Upton. Obviously been around for a while. So, yeah, it's amazing. You know, guys that don't start the year with the team or really haven't have had as big an impact, and all of a sudden they can have arguably the biggest hit and obviously in hockey the biggest goal or biggest save of the year. And you know, sometimes it always comes from the unsung hero type of guys, and those are the guys that you need to come through sometimes. So for sure, anytime you can add depth and obviously quality players, quality talent, and a guy like Upton should be good for the Blue Jays.
Now, that said, there were some big moments last year in the playoffs, but it was still the king. It was still the guy that gave everybody the bat flip, and it was the same in your series. Sure, there's Thomas Hickey and there's Quinn, but the guy with the bat flip was you. That's a series winner in overtime, and that was a long time coming for the Islanders. You know, how did it feel to come through in that big moment? It was a bit of a finally type of game for your organization, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a great moment, I think, for our fan base, first and foremost. They've been through a lot. You know, when you don't win a playoff series, I believe it was 23 years, since the last playoff series win. It's been a long time, and it's one of the most loyal and faithful fans in the game of hockey. And they truly are very passionate about their team, and for us to finally be able to get over that hump, it was definitely a great feeling. So, you know, so many guys stepped up. So many guys played well. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to score the winning goal, you know, to seal it. But I really didn't have my best game. So It's funny how one moment can kind of change things. And obviously, it's something you dream about, being able to, you know, score series clincher, especially in overtime. So, you know, for us, hopefully we got a few more of those and can take some more steps going forward.
John Tavares, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan here in Toronto. So it is funny because I think a lot of pro athletes are like this. It's the don't get too high, don't get too low, all of that. And you really fit that bill. You know, to the outsider, you are not a real excitable guy. You are the captain of the Islanders. You keep everything straight and narrow. But when it comes to being a fan, and I know you love golf, and I know you like this Jays team, do you surprise yourself at your emotional involvement? Like, are you sweating out playoff games? Last year,
sure. Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, I've always been a little bit of a shy type of guy until you kind of get to know me. But, you know, we were able to come up for, I believe it was game 5 of the championship series last year. And then Tulo had that big, I think it was bases clearing double, which was fun to be in the dome and then see the atmosphere. Was a lot of fun. I think there was 6 or 7 of us that came up. And then obviously watching, I think, down the stretch, obviously the first round and then coming back from three elimination games. Me and Ryan Strome lived together, and we ordered the package, had the games on every night. Even to start the season this year, into April and May, we had the games on following early, and certainly have enjoyed it. Same for a lot of Blue Jays fans that a lot of Islander fans have been through. You know, it was 20 mm-hmm. years, I believe, since they made the playoffs, and you can see all the pent-up energy and excitement, and obviously of the type of team they have now. Everybody's really behind them, and, you know, growing up in Toronto, you know, I've been to numerous Blue Jay games, and certainly been fun to been able to watch them play and see some great baseball.
It's funny, because I think I'd say the same thing about me. I would get more nervous in a big moment at a game than I would, say, doing a big show. I imagine you get more nervous at a Jays playoff game than you do for your own playoff game, because you can control your outcome. You can't control the other one.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment and the intensity and the adrenaline is pumping and you're totally invested, and there's a certain type of focus and discipline that you have and the way you approach something, there is certainly a different type of feeling. There definitely is nervous energy, but it's used in a very positive way. And certainly when you have to be focused to be ready for your moment or that opportunity, you don't want it to slip or you don't want it to go by. And you know, in hockey, it's obviously shift by shift, and there's a lot that can happen. You just always be ready for that next shift and try to have as big of an impact as you can. So, you know, when you're sitting around watching and anticipating and not really sure what's going to happen, that's what makes sports so great. And certainly, that Texas series was something to watch.
John Tavares is our guest. You're a big golf fan as well. Did you take in the Canadian Open, any of this?
You know, I was fortunate enough to actually walk the pro-am with Jason Day. Good buddy of mine that plays in Columbus, Cody Golubov. We grew up playing minor hockey together, and he plays with the Blue Jackets now. Jason's actually very close to some of the guys in Columbus, since he plays at a Murfield there and mm-hmm. Resides there. And his downtime was nice enough to let us come walk with him and, share some stories, talk about some differences between golf and hockey, things like that. His caddy is quite the dude too. So, it was a lot of fun doing that. I didn't end up watching live any of the tournament, caught some of it on TV. Certainly was fun to watch, and it was truly a great experience to be able to meet someone and get to know someone like Jason Day, especially being the number one player in the world.
I want to ask you a couple questions about your team, although love talking Jays with you. You are welcome. We'll give you the number. You want to call in, talk Jays, you're welcome anytime. Kyle Okposo gone, Franz Nielsen gone. These are big-time Islanders for a lot of years. You do sign Andrew Ladd, but your club's going to have a different look next season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Certainly some of the biggest turnover we've probably had in a long time. There's obviously been some big pieces moved before, guys like Matt Molson, Mark Streit, but guys that have been Islanders and drafted by the Islanders, been there since day one and really part of this group that's gotten to this point. And, that's on me, and I think our group, we didn't accomplish what we would have liked to and wish we could have had more success, but we've been through a lot together, overcame a lot, been through a lot of the down times, and it gets to a point, everyone's career decisions are made and things change. Both guys are happy with a fresh start. I know how much they appreciated being Islanders and would have loved for something to work out, but sometimes it doesn't always work that way. So certainly miss those guys. We wish them the best. Not against us so much, but some of my closest friends and guys that really helped me along with my game and my career. So truly great people, and it'll be definitely a big change, but we've added some good players. Obviously, we have some young guys that are really coming through our system and some young guys that are on the roster now that are looking to take the next step. And for myself, to get back to a level that I know I can reach and want to keep pushing for more. So should be exciting next year. We have some great pieces, and I like our makeup.
John Tavares, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So my Toronto listeners, they'd be very upset if I didn't ask you this. What will be your favorite part of playing in Toronto 2 years from now? Like, do you rank them?
I would not count on that. So, I think I've always showed my commitment, my appreciation, and my desire to play Long Island. I would love for that to continue for the long haul. I think you look at some of the greatest players in the game have been able to spend their entire career somewhere, and I hope I'm in that same position. You know, obviously being from Toronto, people are going to make those connections, and it is what it is. It's nothing I can control. I just want to go out there and be the best player, best person I can be for the Islanders day in and day out, and you know, I'm just going to focus on tomorrow and the upcoming season.
Now, the back of your hockey card could just say Islanders from year 1 to year 20, but in terms of, like, it could be Queens or Brooklyn or Nassau, or you're all over the place.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of stuff floating out there, you know, I've always told people, until you've played there or been there, been around the team, been around the organization, our fan base, you really don't know what it's like. And there's a lot of opinions that are really far off, don't really have a good pulse of what's going on and what the organization is all about. And, you know, they drafted me there, gave me a great opportunity to play this game that I love and fulfill my dream. And honestly, have put a lot of high expectations into me, and I don't take that lightly, and I've always enjoyed being there from day one. So I would love to see it through and obviously lift the Stanley Cup there.